Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bailey Johnson is with us, covers the Caps for the Washington Post. Bailey, tell us about the night ahead and the break here for the Caps and what they got done.
Yeah, it should be an interesting one. It's kind of a little bit of one of those trap games where the Caps have been off for 4 or 5 days now, depending on how one counts days. And the Blue Jackets played Tuesday night. Devison was not pleased with how they played. He is certainly a stern guy who drives them hard and has them playing really hard and fairly well this year. They've obviously had some ups and downs and aren't one of the top teams in the league, but they're hard to play against and can give you a fight on any given night. So the combination of them almost certainly being very up and ready to go for this one after they did the way they played on Tuesday, and the Caps coming off of a long layoff. This is the longest break they've had since the beginning of the season when they started way after everybody else. The Capitals will certainly need to be ready to go early tonight, or this one could turn on them pretty quickly.
Yeah, most recent sample against one of the bottom feeders of the league, they didn't play a particularly good game and lost to San Jose in overtime. Hard to complain much about what the Caps have done as they lead the league in points, but it's something I'm certainly aware of heading into tonight. And you mentioned kind of being off the rhythm a little bit, not having played in a while. So just kind of thoughts there playing against a team that frankly isn't having a very good season.
Yeah, I've been thinking about the San Jose game for the same reasons. Again, you know, another one of the teams that's not one of the top in the league, and the Capitals have done very well against teams that are very, very good. They beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in a very good game on the road last Friday. Struggled a little bit in the beginning against Montreal in what could kind of be a similar situation tonight. Montreal's not great, but they do have some players that can hurt you, and they came out fast and hard and really took it to the Capitals for the first 20 to 30 minutes, most of the first two periods, before the Caps decided, hey, we'd actually like to win this game. And playing here in Columbus, Columbus has a new goalie coming in tonight, Jet Greaves, who hasn't played a game for them this year but has been pretty strong in the American League. That tends to motivate the defenders in front of him to play tight and give him a good game in his first game of the season as a younger player. So the Capitals will, I think, need to start well, start on time, and probably get up by a couple early if they want to have success tonight.
Ovi was taking some shots on the ice yesterday, needed someone to pass to him, and he found an old friend. Tell us that story.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about it. Backstrom's not around a ton, but he was in the building yesterday for whatever reason. I don't know why. And Ovi wanted somebody to pass to him, and who better than number 19? So I got there right after they'd both gotten off the ice, so I missed it. But I saw the pictures and videos just like everyone else. And obviously, you know, a sweet moment, and I'm sure Ovi enjoyed that as he's, I would imagine, getting board skating on his own at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had a little joke there. Do you think Backstrom's qualified? Like, is there enough pedigree there for him to be up to the challenge? That is a good deal, but I love stuff like that. In terms of how this team is playing defensively, overall, you have to be really impressed with what they've done to this point. Is there any kind of, I don't want to say worry or chink in the armor even, but there have been a few moments where there have been some high-scoring games here over the last month or so that just kind of have me noting it overall. Just give me your thoughts on how the team is playing structurally defensively.
Yeah, you're right about that there have been some high-scoring games. They've definitely tightened up over the last couple of weeks, which is what Spencer Carberry has wanted to see. I mean, early on in the year when they were playing those really high-scoring games, they were also scoring 6 or 7 goals, right, and kind of getting themselves out of trouble. But Carberry knows how to read the analytics and knows that the Caps probably won't be the best shooting percentage team in the league all year, which they currently are. So that means that they have to still play tight defensively, because if that changes on them and all of a sudden shots aren't going in, pucks aren't going in, they're not having the same level of offensive success. They can't count on scoring 5 goals and getting out of their mistakes. So he wants them to still be playing tight defensively and sticking to their structure. And you've seen them do a better job of that lately. Even in the San Jose game, they probably shouldn't have lost to the Sharks, but they gave up 1 in regulation and then lost in overtime. So that was 2, gave up 1 to Toronto, 2 in Montreal. They've been tighter lately, and I think you're seeing that trend come back to where Spencer Carver would like it to be.
Bailey, thank you. We appreciate you.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. The Caps, the best team in hockey as of the moment they last played a game. Games in hand now behind a couple of teams, but they have been awesome all season long. Nice chance to check them out again tonight right here on 106.7 The Fan.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.